Hi, this is Cheryl Murkowski from Whorehole.org, and you're listening to my favorite program, Distorted View. Honey!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Televised Sex Advice.
Oh, honey, honey, don't take the whole penis in your mouth. This is not what you do. You don't take this whole penis in your mouth. You're going to gag for sure. Never, never. Look, the sensitive part of the penis is right there and right around there and right around the tip here. This has some sensitivity, yeah, but not all that much. So you're going to perform oral sex on him. Then you can lick and kiss and suck and do whatever you like. And do that up the shaft of the penis and along the side and around to his testicles. Hey, no problem. And then you take just the head of his penis in your mouth. That's all. And you drool great quantities of saliva down the shaft of his penis. And then you grip the penis very gently with your hand and you coordinate hand-mouth movements. So it's like that.
He just keeps saying he wants deep throat, you know.
Well, if he wants deep throat, then let him use the dildo.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, January 14th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, bitch tits, baked babies, and S&M corporate retreats. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. Got a great show for you. At the top of the program, I thought we'd check in with the Anna Mia community over there on LiveJournal. Little thinspiration for your Monday. For those of you who don't know, yes, there's this giant group blog, and all the girls who write on it have some sort of eating disorder. And they're talking about different ways to, you know, lose weight, keep the weight off. They talk about all sorts of disgusting things like, why is my shit white? This doesn't make sense. I don't understand. Is it normal to be puking up the lining on my esophagus or something? You know, just questions that, you know, everyone knows the answer to. No, that's not normal. It's not normal to shit white. Nor should there be chunks of lung mixed in with your puke. So I got just a couple posts here, and then I'll give you guys a link so you can read the journal for yourself. There's some great posts there. Beauty Ones wrote in. She's inquisitive. She asks, does anybody else get weird side effects after they eat/binge? Sometimes the next day, my body is like sore from eating too much. When you are so thin and weak that the mere act of chewing food causes you pain, you've got a problem. Like when your body is digesting just like a piece of meat and it hurts you to do that. Your body's fucked. Sometimes the next day my body is like sore from eating too much, and right now my hands and feet feel stiff and hot. Okay, she's having a stroke or something. Just curious to see if anyone else gets these weird bodily feelings. Hee hee. I don't think hee hee is appropriate when, you know, talking about you potentially dying. Scared Angel wrote in, hey girls! Does anyone have any tips for purging other than drinking lots of water beforehand? That just doesn't work for me anymore, and I'm pretty sure I gained weight from yesterday's disgusting binge. Shit. I would talk longer, but got to go. Parents are home. Love you. Stay strong. And, of course, you know, you can reply to these posts. And one helpful blog reader responded, toothbrush. That'll solve all your problems. Shove a fucking toothbrush down your throat. Yes, toothbrush. Use the tickly end to tickle the back of your throat. Be careful and don't push it back too far, though, because you don't want to choke. Drink salt water or vinegar. It works for some people. Just a few sips make some people gag. All right, there you go. Very helpful hint to you fatties out there. Just shove something long and bristly down your throat. Susan wrote in, this is a dumb question, I know, but how many calories can you burn straightening your hair? Wow, this bitch is reaching for anything. Yeah, I work out. I straighten my hair. Sometimes I clip my toenails. That's 10, 15 calories burned right there. And finally today, oh my god, I just purged with someone in the next room and got away with it. Wow, an anorexic ninja tiptoeing around. I just had to do it. I ate some cereal and felt so fat. Cereal has like, what, 1.5 grams of fat per cup or something? Does anyone know what I mean? Cereal tastes so good but makes me feel so fat. Grr. And finally, Lolly Fowler wrote in, I got a packet of 20 laxatives on Tuesday. Uh-oh. Today's Wednesday, they're all gone. I used the last of them last night. Wow. So let's see, that was on Tuesday. This was posted on Friday. So, you know, it's like 5 laxatives a day. Fucking intestines are gonna liquefy. Yes, 20 laxatives in 4 days. I'm guessing that ain't good. She's a smart one. So there you go, just a few posts from the Anemia community. We haven't done that in a while. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, of course, I've got some audio for you. Take a listen to this first one. I guess it's kind of like those, like, sex abuse videos where the guys are... like, the girl's in on it, but, like, the guy's slapping her around and making her lick their ass and everything. Let's take a listen to this. Like, she's licking his ass right now, and apparently it's dirty.
What?
Get on my butt. Here you go. Now it's okay,
she's gagging on it.
It's okay, it's only shit.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to taste the shit, sir. Oh, that's okay. It's only shit. It's just a little shit on your tongue.
It's okay. It's only shit.
That's going to be the title of my autobiography. Tim Henson. It's only shit.
It's okay. It's only shit.
It's okay. It's only shit.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's only shit.
No, I don't think she's scared. I think she's disgusted. There's a difference there.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I won't hurt you. I'm just
scared.
What?
Just slapping her.
Oh, fighting, huh? Fuck me. Fuck me. Come on.
He's like punching her in the back of the neck while fuck her. Yeah, in the back of the neck while fucking her. And
that
hit
you, not
know. Open your mouth. Open your fucking mouth. It's here. Open your mouth, that's it. Lick the ass. Here.
Spitting on her.
Oh, she bite. My god.
Monster.
Is that a baby? Yeah.
Oh, wrong side, no!
Yeah.
Oh, wrong side!
Yeah. Oh, come here, baby.
Stop!
Come here.
Wait, right there, right there. Wait, where?
Fucking told me wrong side.
Yeah, she only wants him to punch one side of her head. Apparently, there's a good side and a bad side, and he was punching her bad side. Because at the end, you even hear like a little outtake here.
About what the setup is, he has to do the punching again and pretend to come.
Yes, he has to punch her again and pretend to come, because you need to get some coverage in these pornos. It's just like a real movie.
I know. That's
so
fine. It's fine. Do the punch all over again. I don't give a shit about punching. Okay. Don't hit this side.
Well, okay.
That's right. That's where the plate is at, or something. Oh, one last thing I wanted to play for you. Someone posted this on my MySpace profile, so you can check out the whole video there. But you guys remember Siskel and Ebert, right? Siskel, like, died a few years ago, and Roger Ebert has, like, fucking Down syndrome now or something. Did you ever hear him talking? Like, blah, blah. So I don't really know if he's even a part of the show anymore. But for a long time, they would review movies together, and apparently... they didn't really get along a lot of the times, and here are a couple outtakes from when they were trying to record some promos.
Wearing last week?
No, this
it's
is...
not. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I know, he was not, wearing a brown sweater.
This is not the part that's supposed to match, Slick. Give it a moment's thought. What are we doing now? The promo. You know what they have to match? Nothing. No promo ever has to match anything.
I thought we were about to do...
Welcome to the exciting thing. World of television. A wholly new field for you to begin to learn in.
Well spoken, Roger.
Well, that's something that you rarely hear.
Ooh.
Compliments really paid to you. Gene Hackman and Kevin Costner in the Pentagon thriller No Way Out.
That's this week on Siskel and Ebert. I think you're going to have to redo it because you're going to get flash frames with the speed with which he read across those stars and titles. You won't even you won't have a second and a half of it video.
Okay, fine. Sound a little excited, James.
Sound less excited, Roger. That's why we're redoing it, because of what you did.
Wow.
It's Thriller Week on Siskel and Ebert at the movies, and we've got three new ones.
And the movies, not at the movies. And that's why we're doing it this time.
It's Thriller Week on Siskel and Ebert at the movies, and we've got three new ones.
Dennis Quaid in The Big Easy, Michael Caine in The Fourth Protocol, and Kevin Costner and Gene Hackman in No Way Out.
That's this week on Siskel and Ebert and the movies. And the asshole.
Great. That was great.
And that's Roger.
There you go. Vicious, bitchy men. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now and you could win a $50 Amazon.com gift certificate just for participating in some stupid contest. It's easy. I'm going to be giving away three of those this month. You'll also get full access to the DV archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right? We'll have an extended show for you maybe tomorrow, actually. First story we have for you today, let's talk about bitch tits. A man who has a condition which has caused him to develop abnormally large breasts. Yeah, it's called getting fat. Says he is frustrated he has been turned down for surgery. This takes place in England. Lee Jardine, 23, from Mansfield in Nottinghamshire, suffers from a condition called, gynecomastia or something. His doctor says he needs to lose weight. Right? That's the medical opinion. But Mr. Jardine says this made no difference to the size of his breasts. The county primary care trust said they could not comment on individual cases. Quote, I've got a rare condition that not many people know about that I refer to as man boobs, said Mr. Jardine. That's not helping your case. Yeah, I got this rare condition. It's called man boobs. No, you're not going to get any sort of sympathy from anyone. Yes, when I go out, I strap a belt around my chest, put a couple of t-shirts on, a thick jumper, and a baggy coat to hide my body. Can't you just use some sort of tape and strap them back? You have like 8 layers of clothes on. You're going to look like a homeless person. Mr. Jardine has visited his doctor twice to ask for the breast reduction surgery. The first time he weighed 10 stone 7 pounds, which doing some quick conversion, boop beep boop beep pop boop, equals out to what? 537 pounds. Jesus Christ. Man is huge. No, actually, 10 stone 7 pounds is about 147 pounds, which is a healthy weight for his height. Yeah, that's not very big at all. How the hell does he have tits? Got something wrong with him. Maybe he's actually telling the truth. Yes, it's a healthy weight for his height, but said he was given no clear reason for not having the surgery. At his second visit, Mr. Jardine, who now weighs 14 stone... Ooh, he has gotten fat. He's 196 pounds now. And doctors told him to lose weight before they would consider an appeal against the initial decision to not fund the surgery. The operation would cost between 4,000 and 7,000 pounds. Doing some quick conversion, boop, beep, boop, boop, comes out to like $53. It's an incredibly inexpensive surgery. Mr. Jardine, or whatever, added he was now considering taking antidepressants because he was so unhappy about his teats. His milk pillows, or whatever. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Rockland County, New York. A Rockland County woman was charged Friday after being accused of putting her 7-year-old son in a hot oven. I hope she put him in a pan first, because, you know, babies are not non-stick. It's gonna be a hell of a cleanup in that oven. Charred baby flesh stuck to the rack. Because, you know, flesh starts bubbling after a while and it melts. At least use a cookie sheet or something. Yes. Helpful hint from Tim. The more you know. Tiffany Frazier, 26, the mother of twin sons, pleaded not guilty to second-degree assault, a felony in village court. She previously had been charged with a misdemeanor in the case. The child's daycare provider also was charged because police and state officials said she learned about the abuse from the boy and mother but never reported it to authorities. The daycare provider, Jolie M. Larson, or something, was charged with a misdemeanor count of failure to report child abuse. She's pleaded not guilty as well. The boy told investigating police that his mother had put him in an oven and burned him as a punishment. Quote, when you hear something like that from a 7-year-old kid, you wonder if it's accurate. But we investigated. All you have to do is look on the child and see if there's grill marks on him or something. Yes, the detective on the case said police filed the assault charges based on results from forensic evidence. He also said the child didn't have burn marks when police first saw him on October 31st. The plot thickens! Something is not adding up. Dion Raymond, a homeowner, said he was shocked by the charge. We asked a random homeowner what he thought about this case. Yes, Dion Raymond, a homeowner, said he was shocked by the charges against Frazier, whom he knew only in passing. So he has no business commenting on this case. She didn't look like someone who would do this type of thing, Raymond said. What exactly are the physical characteristics of someone who would burn their baby in an oven? Because I would like to know. What does the typical baby burner look like? Courtney Love? I would say Courtney Love. If I had to pick out someone who would probably burn their baby, just based on looks alone, Courtney Love would probably be it. She didn't look like someone who would burn a baby. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. A man and a woman in Germany lost their jobs. Why, you ask? After pretending to be at a training course while actually taking an S&M sex holiday at their employer's expense. Quote, we've never had a case quite like this before, said a spokesperson for the labor court. The pair, who worked at a retirement home, said they had been at a further education seminar in Eastern Germany, for which their employer duly paid. After a tip-off, though, the nursing home found out the middle-aged couple had actually taken a holiday apartment used by devotees of S&M sex near the Dutch border. You want freaky sex shit? Turn to the Dutch. When the couple denied they had skipped their seminar, their employers took them to court. The pair agreed to resign when it was found that the training course had never taken place. Believe me, that's not to say they didn't learn anything that weekend. Did you know there is a right and wrong way to pouring candle wax on nipples? It's true. You can learn more at the S&M Expo Getaway at the Dusselgroff Holiday Inn. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Oh, Timmy, you had to ask us on the Friday show what you could do with foreskin. All right. Yes. Here's what you do: get some hot glue or get a sewing kit, just mess around with it a little bit and slip it on, and voila, dick skin condom.
Oh, disposable, great.
Whatever you want to do with it. Also, you know,
for usable.
Retard that you played talking about Texas for us. I don't know. He sounded Asian to me. You can take another listen to that. And tell me what you think.
Well, great. I'll send that off to the Distorted View Labs for analysis. All right, musical.
Hello, Timmy. This is Allison from Pittsburgh. I'm just calling to say hello and that I'm absolutely loving the show. I'm also a little stoned, so
that helps.
It's actually my first experience, and I wanted to share it with you.
Aww. So, again, there you go. 420, baby.
Hey, Kenny. I forgot to mention that also I can help you with any psychological problems, you know, like you're not sure if you're gay or straight.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
So not only am I an analyst, but I'm also a therapist.
Oh, you're the world's
so,
first.
You know, that means I'm like a...
Yes. Arrested Development.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian from New Jersey, and I've got a new bizarre sex term for you.
All right, it's bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
What is he coming at me? For you new listeners, this is a ongoing bit, I guess, where listeners come up with bizarre sex terms.
Wow. This one's called Warrior Face Paint. What you do is you go down on a girl while she's having her period. You make sure to get your face all bloody. Once your face is pretty much covered in the blood, you look up at the girl and you yell some famous action movie line like, "This is Sparta!"
That's what I was thinking.
"Kaye, motherfucker." And you just beat the shit out of her. Relentlessly. Then when she's unconscious, you fuck her body any way you see fit.
Right.
And that's Warrior Face Paint.
Warrior Face Paint. Very good sex term. And violent.
Yeah, I know a really good porn site called xnxx.com and xxx.com, xxx.com, and xnxx.com.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here.
I don't want to respond to that.
I was thinking that maybe your black listeners don't really mind when you say the N-word, but it's kind of more offensive the way you say it, because you say nigger. Because
it's filled with hate.
You say it because you say nigger, and black people and everyone else, like in rap music, they say nigger.
Oh.
So,
well, I don't say it that often, and I only say it when it's appropriate.
White people, you know, in the lynching days, they used to say nigger. But now everyone says nigger. So I don't know. It's supposed to be different. So,
thank you for schooling me on that, Santiago.
Hey, Tim, this is Jess again. I've got a question for you. So buddy's girlfriend, mom's dad, and her dad's mom, so her grandma and grandpa on opposite sides of the family, just got married.
Huh.
So that would make her parents half-brother and half-sister?
That is fucked up.
And I don't know what that would make her, or if any of that's correct. I thought if anybody
she's
would
her
know,
own you... aunt, I think. Or her own grandmother. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. It's Nathan from Alabama.
Ooh, my mind.
Hey, I was at Target, and there was a couple old people in front of me. They couldn't figure out what to do with the plastic card thingy. It went in and it came out, but I didn't know what to do afterwards.
Of course not.
So then they finally got that all finished, and I'm walking out behind them. And now they're looking for their car.
Where could they have possibly parked it?
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Old people. Awful.
Hey, Tim, this is the Tard Killer. I have some bad news. The story that you read on Thursday about the kid that killed his tard. Well, that was me. I may be going away for a little while. I'm not sure. But my lawyer has instructed me I needed to change my name when I call in to the accused tard killer. I'll no longer
known
as the tard killer.
The alleged tard killer. All right. You're not the first person to go to jail for doing something stupid. Remember that guy who was trying to send me that potato gun or something? He went away for a while.
Jimmy, that's your Dave from Illinois. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, on Friday's
I'm fine.
Show, you introduced the story from our most fucked up state, Florida. And as you were introducing the story, you said, "Say it with me." But yet, I thought about it, and you never say it. It's always the recording that says it.
I think I used to say it, and then I stopped, and then I didn't stop saying, you know, say it with me. I don't know.
Hey,
it's another one of my stupid things that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, Tim, it's the Andres listener from Nebraska. And I was wondering who really is the original underage listener. It'll be 3 years from March.
I don't know who the first underage listener was. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tim, since the grain salad ordered again, I was listening to the last Friday show again. And I was thinking about it, and I think it was on the last Friday show, you were mentioning Maniac Mansion and how you can put an animal in the microwave and blow up in a sexy manner.
Yes.
The correct answer was hamster.
Hamster,
kid, I believe his name Someone... was Eddie Hamster.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Very good. Good memory on you, sir. Thank you. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. It's okay. It's okay. It's only shit. Don't be scared. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes, digusundig.com. We will see you guys back here tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Why I Love the Idea of Having Sex with the Mentally Disabled by Tim Henson. There's an excess of drool forming out of your mouth, like a lubricating waterfall, coating my prick with saliva and small bits of mostly chewed up baked beans and carrots. With diminished mental capacity, you don't even bother to consider the implications when I ask you to perform the churning of the cream and the San Francisco mud trolley. You just nod your head and laugh. Sometimes you clap your hands and scream, "Ham and cheese! Ham and cheese!" When I spill my seed onto your face, your gigantic water-filled forehead is the perfect canvas for my abstract jizzisms. That's why I love the idea of having sex with the mentally disabled.